You're talking to a very poor form. I don't remember.
Well, did you ever hear of a sheep or a bunny?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Which? But
I believe we'd probably say bundle.
Uh-huh. And then they're piled up into a
stack.
And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you'd say you raise maybe 40?
Bushels.
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Winnow it, I believe.
Okay. Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say you and I
will have to do this today.
Okay. Did you ever say me and you have to do it?
No, but it's used again by the cracker.
How would they say that?
Me and you.
And say if you're talking about some man and yourself having to do something, you say
we.
Or if you didn't say we, you'd say
you and I must do.
Or would you say he and I, or me and him, or
I think I'd say you and I.
Or if you're talking about him, you'd say
like Randall and I have to do this today.
Or if you don't call him by his name though, you'd say
we.
Okay. And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants
both of us.
And say if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there and you know that they'd recognize your voice, you might say it's
me.
And if it's a man at the door, you say it's, if I ask who's that John at the door, you say, yeah, that was.
You mean this? The man that knocks says this is John.
No. If I ask you, say, well, say if you had a telephone call and I ask, was that John on the phone? He'd say, yeah, that was
John.
Or if you don't call his name, you say, yeah,
that was him.
And if it's a woman, you say
that was her.
And two people,
that was them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say he's not as tall
as I am,
or I'm not as tall
as he is.
And he can do that better than
and I can.
And if you had been out to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say Texas is what west I've ever been.
Is the farthest west. I mean.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's
mine.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them,
it's theirs.
And to him,
it's his.
And to her,
it's hers.
And I might say, this isn't mine. I'd ask you, is this
yours?
And there was a group of people at your house, and they were getting ready to leave. You'd say, well, I hope
you come back.
Would you say you to a whole group of people?
Yes.
Any other expression?
Well, we're all guilty that we'd say you all,
mm-hmm.
And we'd say y'all.
Did you ever say that to just one person?
Never.
Say if there was a group and you were asking them about their coats. You know, everybody's coats. You say, where are
y'all's coats?
Okay. And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you're asking about the people that had gone, you'd ask someone,
did you go?
Or
did you all go?
Okay.
But we'd say it, y'all. Did y'all go?
But, did you ever say who was there or who all was there? Did you ever say that?
Well, yeah, I've said who all was there.
Uh-huh. If there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask about them. Children, are they? You'd ask someone.
Who all is children of those?
Okay. And if you're asking about all of a speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask someone.
What all did he say?
And no one else will look out for them. You say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for them,